You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Haukamelem and Squamish speaking peoples. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're all having a great day. I am Rebecca and welcome back to my open mic sessions. So for those of you who don't know me and this is your first time hearing my voice, I am the public affairs intern here at CJSF 90.1 FM, and I have been featuring on Intravenous and my open mic sessions for a couple of weeks now. So the last couple of open mics, I've been talking about the political situations in Europe, the rise in support for far-right populism. And last week, I explained the structure of the criminal justice system in England and Wales and my experience within it as a member of the jury earlier on this year. So if those sound like interesting topics for you, definitely go check them out. They are on the cjsf.ca website under the Open Mic Program playlist. And today's session is going to be slightly different from my past ones. I'm going to mainly just be playing you guys a mix of songs that I've been listening to a lot this past week. I have some old school hits going back to like 1980. And I've got some songs that were released this year that I found on the CJSF playlist, as always. And I got a nice mix of styles. I got some R&B, some slow indie rock, alternative indie rock, upbeat indie pop. And they're mainly all English or Canadian songs. But before we get into that, I do have an interview for you guys that I did with Andrew, who is a Streamside Lantern artist for the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival that is coming up this Saturday. And he's going to be talking a bit about his lantern making and how he got involved with the festival. So if you're looking for something to do this Saturday, I would definitely go check it out. It sounds really cool. And stay tuned as well, because at the end of the session, I have another interview about the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, but with Anna, who will be performing at the festival this Saturday. And if you want to find out more, go to their website, stillmoonarts.ca. And I hope you guys enjoy the mix of songs that I have got for you once we have heard from Andrew. Could you tell us all a bit about your role in the festival and sort of a bit about your experience, how you got involved?
Sure. My role, I'm just one of the 20 or so artists that will be exhibiting lanterns at the Still Moon Festival. Next Saturday, actually. And I've been involved, well, I first attended a workshop in 2016 at the community center by the SkyTrain up that way. I might be the 29th Avenue area. Anyways, I attended a lantern making workshop back then, and I just thought it was awesome. And I'd also attended the Still Moon Festival that year. And walking into the ravine at nighttime, it was just absolute magic. So being an electronics technologist and having a background and a strong interest in LEDs and animating LEDs so that they're nice and smooth flowing, I thought my electronics background combined with what I've learned from Yoko, who was the artist that taught me how to make my first lantern, I made a pile and started exhibiting the following year and have been doing so pretty well ever since.
Oh, wow. I mean, I've never even heard of lantern making. So when I was like researching around, I thought it's such a unique sort of like selling point to like the festival of like you can come and make your own lanterns, and specifically like salmon lanterns. I know there's a sort of history with, is it the Still Creek and salmon? And it's like one of the last creeks to have salmon?
I think it's one of few. So I live out in North Delta, and you know, we've got a few creeks out here, out this way, along with Bear Creek Park, that have got initiatives for salmon enhancement, that sort of thing. So certainly in Vancouver, I think the Still Creek is pretty important and needs a lot of work.
So what goes actually into making the lanterns that you are doing in this workshop?
Well, the first lantern that I made with Yoko Tomita was like a drum lantern. So basically, you've got sides and a round front piece to it, and back in those days, they would just put a candle or something inside the lantern. My take on it was, I have a long string of LEDs that I can program a microcontroller and have slow colored animations just rotating and moving throughout the lantern. So that one was made out of bamboo. I attended another workshop where she made like salmon out of chicken wire. And wow. Then I've gone on to do my own thing. So I made different shapes of lanterns. I made and I'll show you a picture of that later on, or one of my videos, I welded together a seahorse. I've made a shell, lots of different shapes and things out of different materials. And these days I like to make lanterns out of grapevines and tissue paper and give it sort of a real Celtic old school type of effect. It looks pretty neat.
Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, it sounds very creative and original. I've not heard of anything like it.
No, it is different. You know, I'm not the kind of person, you know, gets into cars and stuff like that. I like the electronics. I like the some of the mathematics, because I also program some of the animations that go into these, and then the fractal type of artwork that goes in there. So it's just a lot of fun and a lot of different things that go into this.
So what drew you specifically to attend that workshop, that very first one in the Still Moon Festival?
Well, I'd already been programming animating LEDs since about 2012, and I was looking for an outlet for what I've been doing. And I'd heard about the Still Moon Festival, I don't know where, you know, back in 2016. I don't even know what I had for dinner last night. So I'd heard about the festival, and I thought, well, this could be an outlet for what I'm looking for. So when I attended it, you know, I thought, this is just an amazing thing, and I can adapt what I've been doing to what they're exhibiting there, bring some modern technology, because they were still using a lot of candles. So bring modern technology, add the animation to the lanterns, and it's a completely different, unique take on things.
Yeah, definitely. And for the people that are listening that won't know what the Still Moon Festival is, could you maybe talk a bit about what it is?
What it is? Well, it is, it starts off up at the 29th Avenue SkyTrain station, and they have events throughout the week leading up to Saturday the 21st this year, where there will be a procession of attendees that are traversing a route down to the Renfrew Community Center, and by about 7 o'clock, or thereabout, 7:30, they'll be arriving at the Renfrew Community Center and down into the ravine, where us 15 to 20 artists of different types, could be lantern artists or musicians, lots of volunteers, going down to the stream side down there, and there are thousands of lanterns throughout both sides of the stream. And
oh, wow.
You know, we different artists have different takes on things, and it looks absolutely incredible in the dark of night.
Mm. And as I understand, the festival is actually, it goes on for the month of September, but the main event is taking place.
Well, to me, the main event is the Streamside Lantern Exhibition. So they have a number of events throughout the year as well. So a lot of art events, making fabric using natural dyes, that sort of thing. So certainly if I'd lived anywhere near the community, I'd be a lot more involved with them, but out in North Delta here, it's quite a trip to get into town.
So with your salmon lanterns, Is that only, you're only down there for like one day of the festival doing that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay,
so I volunteer my time and efforts there. So normally some of the artists will get an honorarium of some form. So I don't charge anything for my lanterns, for my display. I rent a van, bring all my lanterns and supporting material, and donate all my time to the Stillman Festival, because I think it's a great event and really good ideals.
Yeah, and it's so incredible that it's like you're volunteering your time, and it's I think it's really telling when you have events like this and it's not, there's no secret motive behind it. It's just people doing something that they love for something that they love.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I've met several people there over the years, and you know, it's just supporting each other is really a key thing.
Yeah. So apart from your sort of display workshop, is there like, do you have a favorite that's going to be there this year maybe?
Well, let's see. There is a lady and her husband last year that attended just as attendees, and they made themselves some very ornate lanterns made out of like a ship and some other ornate looking thing. But this year they're going to be exhibitors, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what they have.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, that sounds very
cool. That should be
really cool. Yeah. So how does this Still Moon Festival like help the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood and the Still Creek restoration?
They organize events around the conservation, the natural dye, so they'll go down into the ravine and really raise awareness of the restoration and the need to maintain that environment.
Amazing. So I know that you said that you went and visited, like, did a workshop, like, a couple of years ago, and that's how you kind of got into, like, being involved with the festival.
Mm-hmm,
is there something that was, like, specific as to why you wanted to attend that festival at the start?
It was the magic.
The magic, so, yeah.
The magic of going into the ravine and just seeing all these, thousands of lanterns at the nighttime, it just sort of... To me, it was just incredible looking. I hadn't seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
So I thought, I have to be a part of this one way or another.
Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing. I've had quite a few people that heard the, I think, advertisement that you heard this morning, because it's been playing for about 2 weeks. And they were like, oh, I'm so fascinated by everything that's going on there. It's not something that you hear about as like an everyday thing.
No, it's not. And interestingly, they have several thousand people that are attending this this event. So around 8 o'clock, the stream side gets pretty busy. So it's really fun to see all the people coming down and enjoying the event and just enjoying what we're putting on for them.
Yeah. So will you get a chance to actually like go and like look through like this year's event as well as with your display? Like, will you get a chance to walk through it all?
Yes. Yeah, I will. So my wife joins me, so she can look after whatever I've got there, and then I'll just walk around and chat with the other artists and attendees and take some photos and just enjoy myself.
It must be a great way as well of getting to know the community and getting to meet so many new people.
It is.
Because I'm sure it's very like people that are living in that community are very like centered to it and will attend it.
It is, and I've also had invited people from out where I live to attend, and I'm looking forward to a few more coming out and seeing what this community is capable of. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, and I know there's a couple of students here at SFU that are part of CGSF Radio that are very interested in actually going down and seeing it, because I don't think they had a chance to last year. So they were definitely interested in going to see it this year, and I would definitely recommend. From what I've read about it, I mean, I'm new to Canada, so I didn't know anything about this before, but from what I've read about it, it does sound like it would be a spectacular thing to go see, and like
it's
something you're
cool.
not going to get anywhere else.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So if you can make it, would love to see you down there.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your time.
Could you tell So if you want to hear some more about the festival, I do have another interview for you guys later on in the show. But now we're going to listen to a bit of music. So we're going to be starting it off with a bit of 80s. I have a song that my mum actually introduced to me back in 2020. And I've been listening to it a lot lately. And it's a song that she used to listen to a lot when she was younger. So this song is called Echo Beach. It's by the Toronto-based band Martha and the Muffins. And it's off their 1980 album Metro Music.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you are tuning into my open mic session. So that song you just heard was a song I recently rediscovered, and I've been playing it nonstop this past week. It is called There She Goes by the band The Lars, who were an English rock band from Liverpool from about 1983 to 1992. And that particular song was released in 1990 off their self-titled album, The Lars. And then just before that was the song Rip It Up by the Scottish band Orange Juice. And that was another old song released in 1982 off their album Rip It Up. And I also rediscovered this song again from an old playlist of mine that my mum actually helped me make, which is basically all 80s music, which is where I also got the first song we heard, Echo Beach by Martha and the Muffins, too.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
And now, coming into the 21st century, we are going to start things off with a well-known English indie pop band called Bastille. I actually saw them live back in 2022 at the Reading Festival, and that's where I heard this song for the first time that I'm going to play. This is called The Things We Lost in the Fire, and it's off of their 2013 album All This Bad Blood.